Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Art of Dream Teaching. Sorry I am late. I was rushing and taking care of some personal things before I got on here. So I'm here. Don't worry. We are in action. What I wanted to talk about today is something of a physical nature. That's actually what I was doing before. I scheduled the show, and I knew I was going to push it a little bit late here, but we made it. We're good to go. So, actually, I was just in a really intense workout, and I feel really energetic right now. I can feel just all of the energy within my body. It feels really great. And that's what I wanted to bring about was the whole manifestation of spirit into physical form. Now, that is part of my purpose here on this earth. I do know that is to help to not only to manifest spirit in a physical form, but, you know, to be able to relate it to others and to have them come to an awareness of it, if you will, to be able to feel it, experience it, recognize it, etc. Because spirit works in our life in so many different ways. And I don't think that the only way that spirit can interact is, you know, on a psychic or a higher sense level, etc. It's more of a completely enveloped way to wrap your entire life around it, so to speak. It's hard to explain, but don't worry, I'm going to get there. And I especially relate it to you in my readings, when I do my readings and you know, people have questions about what's going on in their lives. A lot of people, very rarely do I get those calls where people ask, oh, you know, what's happening in my spiritual life? What's happening in my higher self? What's going on? Most of the time, it's always about something that is very tangible. 9 times out of 10, it's about a relationship. And it's always about, you know, what are they doing, what are they thinking, what are they feeling, et cetera, et cetera. And that is definitely a physical manifestation, if you will, of, you know, what you spiritually feel in your life. Because, you know, a relationship should be based around love and interactions with others and blending of other people. And a lot of people, that's where they get their only spiritual interaction. And that's why I really I love reading for people in relationships, because it allows them to be vulnerable in an easy way, and it allows them to really open up to spirit in a very easy way. There's no other way to put it. It's just easier. Of course, I highly advise and recommend and tell people, you know, you need to find your own individuality, your own sense of self and spirit, and, you know, your own connections. But sometimes it's just impossible for other people to do. The only reason why I tell you this is because I've been on both sides of the track here. I used other people to try and push my connection with spirit, and I tried to use them, you know, to relate. And I needed that sense of belonging and acceptance, etc. But, you know, with all of that searching outside of myself, it really brought me to one conclusion, the one conclusion that everybody comes to, is that it's all within inside of you, all inside of you, personally. You know, there's nobody else that's going to ever be like you. There's nobody else that's going to ever have your name and your family and your relationships and your presence and your gifts, etc. There's only one. And if you can't come to recognize it, then how can you successfully share your life with others? That's my big point. You can't successfully share a life with others and, you know, expect everything to be harmonious and perfect if you don't even know who you are truly. You know, what is your essence? That is a really, oh, I love helping my clients with those kind of things, because it's a path that I have been through and I'm still going through. You know, every single day it's a new discovery, it's a new journey. And being able to help people is part of helping myself as well. As I was placed here to help others, to help guide others, and, you know, to help them see spirit in their lives. So I'm really embracing that and embodying that and taking it to a whole other level. And that brings me to a new topic. Again, you know, seeing the physical manifest as spirit. Today, let's see, we have the moon in Leo today, which is, I have a moon in Leo in my natal astrology chart. So it's all about expression, you know, anything that has to do with the sun, you know, represents Leo. And then the moon, of course, is, you know, our instinctual nature and emotions and feelings and, you know, what we know. And but also, I've discussed about it, holding, you know, that possibility or the memories of our past lives, you know, where we've come from. And mine, with that Leo moon, not so amazing as I thought it was. And that's the point, is, you know, it was that, like, that whole ego thing. It was like, you know, I'm literally not built to have an ego. And so when I tried to give myself one, let me just tell you, it was not a fun time. I can't even tell you how long that lasted, because it was all blur and it just doesn't, none of it made sense to me. But it was just me trying to find my own individual expression. And now that I'm finally maturing, you know, the planets are aligning better for me, everything feels to flow so much easier. But really, it's, you know, my action behind it. It's what I do to create that. It's what I manifest. And, you know, being a being who needs to manifest spirit in physical form, you know, I have to embody everything that I feel in my spirit. That's what we read. That's what's being read psychically. When someone comes to me for a reading, I'm picking up on, you know, what or whom they project themselves to be. And in that projection, that's when I can see and map out, you know, their real desires and what they feel and how they acknowledge it and, you know, what they think about it, et cetera, et cetera. And that's why I relay that information. And everybody can tap into that. Everybody can see it. I mean, you're the one who created it in the first place, whether you're consciously aware of it or not. And that's the other point, is becoming aware of what you are truly manifesting. Maybe not in the sense of what you're manifesting right there in front of your face, like, you know, creating a house out of popsicle sticks or something. It's more of this, you know, mapping out the idea. I'm sure a lot of you have heard about the law of attraction, and how, you know, what you think about, you know, you bring to your life, etc. But it's a lot deeper than that. Yes, that the law of attraction and the secret is a great, great tool. But it is a bit deeper than that, you know. Some people can get by, you know, understanding that simple explanation of it. But if you take it into its true core, it's all about energy. It's all about energy. I'm pretty sure that's all you really need to know about that. But anyways, there's another point I wanted to touch on about the physical. And that's, let's see, a Leo moon. Got that. Ah, yes, yes, yes. So, now that my psychic awareness has been really heightened and sharpened, and I can use it, you know, to my advantage now, I really want to understand spirit. Not just, you know, our spirit or soul within our own bodies, but the ones that have come to pass in physical form. And what I've recognized and come to know is that spirits that have passed and that don't have a physical body are so much more open and receptive to energy and stuff. after, you know, they have passed. And I feel I have a little bit of a theory. Like, I do feel like that, you know, spirits are out there, but I also feel that with our presence, you know, obviously without us, we wouldn't be able to recognize and be aware of the spirits. But I feel like, in, to a certain extent, we feed their energy, and that is how they can, like, make physical manifestations possible. So I keep thinking about it, and this is what I'm going to do, a little test. I just came across a place that said it was haunted, and I do have to be a little bit careful because apparently, you know, these kids practice black magic here in this location, and, you know, they thought they had closed whatever they had opened up, and I guess they hadn't. And now, you know, it's like this open, vulnerable area. I'm not sure how to describe it because I have yet to go there. But it was brought to my attention. Thank you, Spirit. And I will be doing a whole investigative report and seeing what's going on. So that will be another show. Make sure you tune into that. I'm not sure if I'm going to have the show while I'm there or just, you know, bring it back and review it for you guys and see what's going on. So that's going to be an interesting thing to see. I'm going to see if, you know, maybe if I feed energy and push it out of my body and put it into the area, if the spirit will pick it up and take it and use it and, you know, try to manifest physical things, occurrences, what have you. So I feel, you know, as you watch and look at all these paranormal shows and ghost hunter shows, it feels like, you know, they really provoke it. And a lot of them, I think the more provocation that you give to them, the more that they're going to manifest. And I feel like a lot of people that go on these ghost hunts and all that, they're scared. They want to see something, but they want to see it for the wrong reasons. You know, they want to see it so that you can capture it on camera and, you know, be like, oh, this is amazing, and, you know, try to push it out for money, et cetera, and like, oh, yes, I own the show, and it's amazing, blah, blah, blah. I feel like a whole different approach should be taken to that. Like, going into, you know, haunted places and going to strictly, you know, maybe not provoke them, because that could get a little bit scary. And I don't think, well, personally, I feel like I would be strong enough to handle any energetic attacks or psychic attacks or anything like that, or even physical attacks. But I feel like the physical would never happen if you were energetically protected. And I've been practicing protection meditations for a long time and building a barrier around myself so that others cannot break through. And it's actually worked out great, especially with all the people that were stealing my energy before. And it was draining me and absorbing everything that I had. And once I do these protections, it's just like, all of a sudden they stop out of nowhere. And I'm so much, I guess you could say I'm kind of a pushover, because I just can't help to help people. I can't help it. And I always am interested in others, and, you know, it's a curse and a blessing. But I'm always interested in helping other people. I'm always interested in, you know, what they feel and what's going on with them. And it can be bad sometimes because I become naive to the fact of who they are. But thank God for small favors and, you know, having a strong psychic awareness, because I can pick up on what they want now and their true desires and all that. So it's always good to know. Definitely increasing your psychic awareness, thumbs up. That's the way to go. Because there's no better validation. You know, there's no better true communication. You know, things can't really get lost in translation when you receive your own impressions, your own psychic creativity, because it's not a creation, it's energy. When you receive psychic energy, it can't be disputed, because, you know, energy, it can never be created or destroyed. It can just be recognized. and also youth. That's where you come into, you know, the work of magic, is the ability to manifest and harness and use energy. Again, you can't ever create it, you can't ever destroy it. It's just distributed. And, you know, working with those laws, that offer you a lot of ways to shape, improve, and really take your life into your own hands. And that's what I'm really all about, is showing and helping people take their lives into their own hands. You know, when you call a psychic and you call a reader, a spiritualist, or what have you, a medium, you know, you're not looking to them to create your life for you. That's not what you're doing. And what really needs to be addressed is that, you know, as psychics and mediums, you know, give you readings, it's more of an informative session where they're giving you information. They're telling you, you know, what's being picked up. And, you know, if they're not picking anything up, well, then you're not giving anything out. I remember for the longest time in my younger years, I would always, you know, expect psychics and mediums to tell me all these amazing magical things, because I felt like that's what they were, and what they were here to do. And, you know, then every time I would call, I would never get any real answers. And let's set aside the fact that, you know, there's tons of fake people out there and people just saying that they are a psychic or medium just to try and receive some sort of recognition or fame or, you know, trying to make money or whatever. All I have to say to those kind of people is be careful what you wish for. Because sometimes it's not what people think it is. You know, it's just like any other line of work. It's a craft, it's a trade, it's a skill, and it can be improved upon. But there's, you know, good and bad with everything. Everything. So, definitely never forget that. The universal principle. As above, so below. Or I think that's hermetic law, I believe. But still, the same thing. So, I got off topic. I always do that. But ghosts, manifestations, spirit, physical. Yes. When you're getting a reading, you know, it's not, you can't look to them to create your life for you, because the only person that can do that is you. And I've noticed a lot of times, you know, with my clients, is that they always want me to, you know, tell them, you know, how is this going to happen, what's happening, you know, with my husband or fiance or whomever. And they're always asking me, you know, how is this going to happen? And how I approach that is I tell them, you know, okay, this is what's going on with them. This is what I pick up from them. This is what I feel from them. And then this is what I feel from you. I always, every single time I take a client, I connect immediately to their own energy, because I want to make sure that, you know, our connection is validated and it's, you know, of true psychic nature. And, you know, once I tell you what's going on with you, you know, you receive validation as well. And then we connect to the other person. And how I do this is I literally blend the two of your energies together, and I tell you and show you, you know, what can be manifested, what has manifested, and what will happen in the future. Because, you know, when you do, basically what can really be picked up on is decisions. Once you make a decision to do something, it's like set in your psychic mind, in your third eye, in your mind's eye, and it's impressed and projected out into the world. So decisions are extremely powerful. They're extremely powerful. And I recognized this at a really, really young age. I knew that I knew it, and I could just see and watch all these adults in my life making so many different decisions, and I'm like, what the heck are they doing? And, you know, my childhood and growing up was just one of fascination, as I just couldn't believe that these people were making these decisions like that. And the disbelief really came into focus for me when I understood that they didn't understand what they were doing. And that was a crazy realization to have at such a young age. I was like, oh my goodness, like how am I going to deal with this? So then once I became an adult, you know, I really had to keep all that in mind when I made my own decisions. And for the longest time, you know, I wouldn't even make decisions because I wasn't sure about them. I wasn't sure if they were right. You know, I wanted to do everything right within spirit. And a lot of people have this demeanor now as well, you know. They call for validation that they're doing the right things, you know. The spirit say it's okay. The spirit say that, you know, I can do that. And really, the only person you have to ask is yourself. That's the only person you have to ask. Yourself. No other person that can give you a better validation than your individual soul. You know, you have everything that you need to know within your soul. Everything that you could possibly ever need to know on in your existence on this earth at this time. You have it right there. And sometimes it's a lot harder to get into your soul's awareness. There's actually a pretty cool exercise that you can do to shift your consciousness into a soul consciousness. So if you want, and if you're listening in right now, and you have the opportunity to just sit for a moment, and then listening to it, if you can't do it right now, you can listen to it on the archives. You know, it's saved on the page. You can click it or download the show and listen to this meditation. It's really, really simple. It doesn't take too long. And what it does is it just brings your consciousness to a soul awareness. To a soul level, and you can see things in your soul. You can recognize other souls, other spirits, and really be able to change your perspective, not only of yourself, but the world around you. All right, so go ahead and just sit in a nice, comfortable position, lie down, whatever you got to do, just get comfortable. Comfortable enough to stay aware of just the sound of my voice. What I want you to do is just close your eyes. I want you to start taking in some nice deep breaths. Breathe in deeply through the nose and exhale through the mouth. Excellent. Go ahead and do that one more time. Breathe in deeply through the nose and exhale out the mouth. Now what I want you to do is imagine in your mind's eye only, I want you to imagine the very center of the earth. Imagine the very center of the earth's core. And see the red, super hot magma fiery core right in the center. And I want you to do is on your next in-breath, I want you to breathe up through the earth. Breathe that light up through the ground and into your body. So as you inhale, you imagine that light and warmth in the center of the earth coming up all the way up into your body. Take a nice deep breath in now. Breathing in that beautiful, strong, grounding energy and into your whole body. Let that warm light, the warming earth, fill your entire body as you become grounded into your physical form. Go ahead and breathe in another deep breath. Bring that light up. And hold it briefly. Feel it pulsing and surging throughout your body. And release. Excellent. Now what I want you to do is I want you to become aware of your eyes. Become aware of your eyes. Keeping them closed. Just know where they are. And imagine as if you're you're looking out, keeping your eyes closed, imagine you're just looking out through your eyes into your eyelids, into the darkness. And really feel your eyes moving around. You can look around and see things. Maybe you can even, in your mind's eye, see, you know, the room that you're sitting in, the area that you're sitting in. You can see with your eyes closed just the details, just because you know. Just because you know where you are in your setting, etc. And take that awareness. And what I want you to do is I want you to see the world as if your eyes were in your chest. Take your eyes and just imagine them as if they were in the very center of your chest. And see and imagine what the world would look like from that perspective. Just see it, look around. Obviously, it's a little bit shorter. Your perspective has dropped a little bit. And you can see things at heart level. So imagine you are seeing people at their hearts. Looking at that, you might notice some couple of different colors, variations, shifts, etc. Just take a nice deep breath in and be able to connect with that. And then what I want you to do is take those eyes that you imagined in your chest and put them all the way up to a space directly above your head. Take your eyes and float them directly above your head. See the world as if you had your eyes floating above your head. And take a nice deep breath in now. And release. Now, as you keep your awareness here, all we're doing is putting your conscious awareness at a space directly above your head. This is at a soul's perspective, seeing the world as a higher self. Now, anytime you want to do and practice this meditation and, you know, see the world from a higher sense, use this meditation. Shape it to your own ways. Cater it to yourself, to your mind's eye, to your spirit, to your soul. And your soul will let you know what you need to do and what it wants, etc. You'll be able to receive great insights, not only about yourself, but like I said, the whole world around you. Doing this will greatly enhance your psychic awareness and your spirit, and I will thank you for taking that upon yourself. All right, so everybody, thank you very much for tuning in today. If you do need help, you know, with your meditations, your guided meditation, if you do need a guided meditation and you need someone to speak it to you and cater it completely around you, feel free to contact me on keen.com. The link is posted within the description of the show as well as on my show page. Just click on the Dream Teacher there on Blog Talk Radio, and you will be able to connect with me on my keen.com website where you can arrange a call with me or give me a chat. Either or is perfectly fine. Also, be sure to follow on Twitter and follow here on Blog Talk Radio. Twitter is a lot of fun. It's, I'll let you know, really, there's really cool spiritual insights I leave on Twitter. And then I'll let you know if I'm in your area and if we'll be able to connect and all that fun stuff. A lot of just really cool things shared there. And be sure to follow the show on Blog Talk Radio, so that it keeps you up to date on shows coming, and shows that have already been done, and what's coming up in the future, etc. So be sure to click on that. And we should, I'm taking a break, and I'll be back on Monday, same time, 4 o'clock. And we will be talking back into spirit. I haven't set this show exactly, but I know it's going to be a good one. So everybody, have a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in, and I shall speak with you all in a different form. Take care, everyone.